A local church is putting an interesting twist on an upcoming food drive. Among the dozens of entries in Jacksonville's 4th of July parade will be Central Christian Church. Senior Minister Rex Kibler says the church fellowship will be strolling along the streets with grocery carts, asking those in attendance to contribute canned food or non-perishable items. Kibler feels this new outreach program is a great way to get more people involved.
We've learned from the food bank itself that there's an extra need of food, especially for children who normally would be getting their noon meal through the school system. They're not getting that, of course, through the summer break. So there is more need on families to provide for children.
Additional drop-off sites include Duncan Park, Grace Methodist parking lot, and on the downtown square. Central Christian Church is partnering with the Rotary Club and the Jacksonville Food Bank.
At Barfield Carpets, we've got the ticket to your magic carpet ride. Come see us today.
We've got flooring. We'll save you more. When you see just what we got, we're going to be your carpet store. The best selection, we treat you nice. Why don't you come see us today for a magic carpet price?
For first quality carpets and first quality installations, call Barfield Carpets at 243-2655.
When you're in need of new shoes or boots, visit Brown Shoe at 1901 West Morton in Lincoln Square Shopping Center. You'll find the latest styles from Sass, New Balance, and Clarks. And there's Red Wing boots for men. There are many other brands that will scream comfort. If you're looking for style that will make your feet smile, then shop Brown Shoe Fit. It's the place you need to be. That's Brown Shoe Fit, 901 West Morton, Lincoln Square Shopping Center, Jacksonville. Call 243-2926.
Morgan County deputies made one arrest yesterday afternoon. 32-year-old Brent Bernard Boyd of the 100 block of West Independence was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 3:30 p.m. for failure to appear on the following charges: DUI, driving with a revoked license, operating an uninsured motor vehicle, and possession of cannabis. Boyd has been released on bond. South Jacksonville police made one arrest overnight, 24-year-old Wesley Anders of the 1100 block of Firecracker, was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 4:45 a.m. for domestic battery. Anders remains in custody. A serious crash on Interstate 72 near the Morgan-Sangamon County line shut down the eastbound lanes of the highway overnight. Illinois State Police say the wreck happened 2 miles east of the Ashland-Alexander exit at midnight. According to reports, the driver of a 2016 Freightliner pulling a 2015 Chevrolet left the roadway for unknown reasons, going to the right and overturning multiple times, coming to a rest in a ditch. The driver is listed as a 45-year-old man from Clinton, Arkansas. His passenger, a 45-year-old woman, also from Clinton, Arkansas. The driver was transported by ambulance to an area hospital, while police say the passenger was transported by helicopter. Eastbound traffic on I-72 was rerouted at the Ashland-Alexander exit for about 2 hours. Police are investigating and charges are pending. A struggling Illinois health insurance co-op is suing the federal government, claiming it's being shortchanged to the tune of $72.8 million in promised payments under the Affordable Care Act. Chicago-based Land of Lincoln Health filed a lawsuit yesterday in the U.S. Court of Federal Claims in Washington. At least 4 other insurers across the country previously filed similar lawsuits over a provision in the law meant to help unprofitable insurers. At issue is the Risk Corridor Program. In October, the government told insurers it would pay less than 13 cents on the dollar of the amount requested by insurers to cover losses. Also in Washington, Illinois' 13th District U.S. Congressman is bashing Democrats who took part in a sit-in that lasted until yesterday morning. Rodney Davis says the Democrats broke House rules as they protested the lack of action on gun control bills. Davis says existing gun laws need to be enforced as terrorists, including the Orlando shooter, don't have respect for the law.
What law do you think we should pass that would have changed that scenario when they didn't follow the existing laws we had in place. And that's the frustration I have as a policymaker.
Davis says terrorists don't care about laws that only affect law-abiding citizens.
In many ways, the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company is like other banks, but our big difference is everything else we do. Like Tiger Troop, a club for kids ages 5 to 12, designed to teach kids about saving money with lots of fun activities. And for customers 50 years of age and beyond, there's Milestones, offering terrific banking benefits as well as group travel and great friendships. It's more than banking as usual, it's personal. The Farmer State Bank and Trust Company. We're doing business your way. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some news notes to tell you about this morning. Jacksonville Main Street's Levitt Amp Concert Series featuring country rap hip-hop artist Sarah Ross. It's 7 o'clock tonight on the downtown square. The Central Illinois Community Blood Center is holding a blood drive in Winchester today from 12:30 until 3 at 650 North Main in Winchester. Also, there's one taking place at the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company in Jacksonville today, 200 West State. That blood drive is from 1 until 4 p.m. And the Cass County Apportionment Committee and Finance Committee for the 16-17 budget will meet at 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Cass County Courthouse.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.